This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Xiaoling and Lin. It has just gone past 7:47 in the morning. It's a Tuesday, 5th of January. And we've been asking a question on our polls, right, Lin?
Yes, indeed. So on the BFM Twitter account, we're asking you whether you feel optimistic about a recovery for Malaysian SMEs in 2021. 84 votes so far, 65% are not particularly optimistic, only 17% are, another 18% are not sure. But there is still about an hour left to vote on the poll. So if you haven't weighed in, please do.
Yes, because we are asking you this question because I think most of us are glad to put 2020 behind us as we start the new year, which is supposed a year of recovery. But the fact is that the pandemic continues to be a challenge for most people and businesses. And of course, the government has rolled out several measures to support small and medium enterprises throughout this crisis as part of Budget 2021. This includes targeted loan repayment assistance, access to financing and digitalization grants. But now that 2021 is actually here, how optimistic are businesses feeling about the prospect of recovery and what challenges still lie ahead? So for some insights on this, we're speaking to Dato' Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia. Now, 2021, the year branded as a year of recovery, but does that jive with the sentiment on the ground among SMEs?
Yeah, definitely. I think 2020 is a recovery year for the SME, but not only recovery, I think also restart, the retransformation of the SME.
And what do you mean by retransformation, Dato? I mean, can you give us some color into this, please?
Okay, because you see, then in previously, before the pandemic, the SME are still very traditional. Their mindset cannot change. You know, they want to transform, but they can't because of the daily work, the overload, and they're still using very much on manpower. Then after this pandemic, they got time to sit down, they think twice. I think there's a time for them to do a transformation, to do a change, to move into digital. So I think this is no choice. As pandemic give a lot of lesson learned from all the SME. That's why SME during this pandemic, they learn all the lesson how to survive, especially in 2020. 2020 is surviving year. And 2021 we'll call the recovery or restart or re-engineer or we're talking about the transformation year.
But Dato, just staying on the point in terms of what the SME, what challenges the SMEs are still facing. I mean, what is it currently? Is it still cash flow, for example?
Yes, definitely is a cash flow still a problem. And the second, I think, is talent. That's why I say at the time for SME on a transformation, when the moment the SME move into digital, they need manpower, they need a talent people, they need a skill set of people. Because previously, majority of SME are still very labor intensive. So they don't have a proper plan for their humans development. So I think this is a year for them to change, to move into the new eras. We talk about digital economy. They have no choice. They have to change.
And, you know, SMEs covers a lot of businesses, different types of industries. Yeah. So which ones actually are more poised to weather the recovery path this year?
I think this year, especially those who are in the, those who say that essential services, you talk about those needed for the people, especially like food, you know, like even include the furniture, electronic, electricals, all these are, include the agriculturists, all these are futures. You can see the, especially those furniture manufacturers, E&E manufacturers, I think their sales are double up, you know, after this pandemic. Include even the food, also the same thing, you know, essential services. The sales are double, even some of them even triples. I think this the industry are growing very fast.
And then sadly, which industries do you think cannot recover at all?
Cannot recover at all. It's not recovery, but I think their cloud recovery would be slow, like tourist industry, trade related industry, even you're talking about the retail. In the mall, I think all those they had to change their business models. Like even retail, you can't sit in the shop or in the mall to wait for the customer to walk in. Okay, they have to change. They have to adopt the digital. They have to adopt O&O because O2Os, because you get offline, online, or even you go through this, the same thing. You know, they have to change the mindset to find a way to survive. But they need more effort. They need more. We talk about the transformation. They're not more innovation.
And do you think the government has been supportive in terms of helping these companies transform?
I think government have spent quite a fair bit of money and strategy, but I think government tried to help a lot, but only that we found that there's some of the industry or some of the government agency a bit more bureaucracy, a bit slow. We hope that the government can improve, especially those agencies, especially we come to the digital transformation. We hope that the agency can speed up their process, or even some of the bank, they had to speed up the process because SME really need assistance from the government, especially from the agency.
And talking about banks, right, what can you tell us about the take-up for the loan moratorium up to this point? Has that provided sufficient support to businesses?
Initially, I think a lot of banks reluctant to provide support. I think slowly, after we communicate with the bank, I think from the government's point, they have been pushing, they have been rectified all the problem. I think slowly, banks are slowly picking out and support the industry. But still yet, I think still not up to the par yet. We found that still a lot of banks are not really supportive. We hope that the bank can come in more support and help the SME to pass through this pandemic. So a lot of SMEs still needed the fund, and we hope that the bank can really step in and help, especially on the moratorium, or provide them, especially those affected industry like tourism industry, tourism related industry, retail, all those. I think we hope that the bank can really come in a helping hand to help them to pass through the pandemic.
And what else would you like to see from the government to actually help SMEs? And does it make a difference whether it's, let's say, a micro SME, for example?
I think not only micro, we talk about informal sectors. I think during this pandemic, a lot of informal sectors, I think this includes the micro, I think it consists of more than 2 million people are affected. I think we hope that the government can take more proactive and come into agency to come in a helping hand to help those informal sector, not only micro, but also small SME. You know, medium and large, I think they should be able to overcome their problem. Now, what we need is the government can give a helping hand, especially on the informal sector, micro and small.
And Dr. Oni, when you have conversations with your members and do your channel checks, just want to get a gauge, how do your members feel about 2021? Are they still very cautious? Are they laying off people? Or are they still in a very, are they in this mode where they believe that they can actually carry out some expansion?
I think after the 2020, the pandemic, you know, I think get that quite a fair bit of SME have the lesson learned. You know, they know that they need to re-strategy, restart their business. I think 2021, a lot of SME feel that it's time for them to rebuild their business, you know, to restart their business and to engage more small people and provide especially on the human capital development. You know, they feel that digital is very important. They have to train their own staff. They have to have talent to help them on the digitals, to work with the young. That's why I said, mentioned that the informal sectors, I think we talk about share economies. I think this is the direction to go.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Dato' Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia, reminding us a little bit of good news that 2021 looks like the year of recovery, and that businesses, especially SMEs, have had to pivot, and they've fortunately, had to learn the lessons of 2020. What were your key takeaways, Lynn?
You know, I was struck by the word that he used, right? Retransformation, because it's true that 2020 was a tough year, but those SMEs that have managed to come out of it have likely had to change their strategies on the fly. They've been forced into adaptations that perhaps would have taken another 3 to 5 years for them to implement under normal circumstances. So going forward, now that they have some of these new infrastructures already in place, 2021, it could be a year for them to ramped themselves back up. And he also did point out, you know, some areas like SMEs and essential services might still continue to do quite well.
Yeah, I think what has happened is that COVID-19 has accelerated some of the trends that we saw before 2020, right? So the shift towards digital, for example. Mm-hmm. So even if you were a restaurant and you always had customers coming in, now you need to find a way to reach out to these customers who are staying at home.
And you if you thought that, like, you know, you could get away without doing delivery, it was a bit too mafan. Suddenly now it's like, okay, now you're on Grab and hey, it's an extra source of revenue, right?
Yeah, you have to, because you think, you know, I need to cover my fixed costs and there's no running away from that, right? It's all about survival. And I guess, how then do you shift from surviving to thriving in 2021? How can you take advantage of the new trends that you're seeing, be it e-commerce? You know, I think that's going to be just pretty much the norm for any kind of business, whether you're an SME, whether you're an MNC. But I think what is unfortunate is that some sectors will still continue to face pain points. That includes, of course, tourism, aviation, somewhat still retail, because footfall traffic in malls are still a little bit lower than what they used to be. But certainly a little bit of good times ahead for everyone. We're about to head into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, of course, we're going to have the Breakfast Grill, where Noel will be speaking to Oh Kwan Eng, Group CEO of MI Technovation. Stay tuned for that happening in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.